ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
What do you remember about our first date?
Oh, that was such a lovely night. I wore a lovely dress with shoestring straps and we went to the beach hut at Brighton Le Sands.
Yes.
And we had a beautiful meal and we danced. I loved ballroom dancing. It was...
And we were very good at it.
Well, that night we waltzed together, which is a lovely romantic dance to
that
do.
That was lovely.
And we didn't fall over one another's feet. It was really nice. And we smiled at one another and we laughed. And we sat in the car for ages afterwards because neither of us really wanted to go home. We had so much to say to one another. And that was a really, really good first date.
Yes, and we both enjoyed it. Marion, do you remember when I proposed to you?
Yes, I do remember. You'd taken me out in the car and we were sitting...
Alongside water.
Alongside water. We had water on three sides of us somehow. I think it was somewhere up the Parramatta River. And when you asked me to marry you, I suggested that I would like to wait for 12 months. I just needed to get myself together from my previous life. And it was 12 months to the day when you asked me again and I said yes. We did have a lot of opposition. I'm a lot younger than you are. People thought that you shouldn't be taking on a young family. My daughters were 8 and 10, but you were a wonderful stepdad to them and we became a very close family.
Yes.
I knew it was going to work.
And it has.
It has for 40 years.
When did you think that something was wrong, that I might have dementia?
It was a very gradual process, and I think it generally is. Just little things first, things forgotten. I think I've started to notice you were being a bit forgetful, having to grope for words when you were in your early 80s. There was a day when you couldn't remember how to make coffee, and then for the rest of the week you'd be able to make coffee. And that's how dementia works. It just takes its own course. It's not always consistent. There are good days and there are bad days. And as it gets worse, there are good weeks and there are bad weeks. But there came a time when you said to me, I think I'm losing my memory. I think I need to see someone. And we made an appointment with a geriatrician who did all the tests and you came out fine. There was apparently no problem, but you detected it in yourself very early on.
What was it like for you when we found out?
It wasn't a surprise because I knew that things were steadily getting worse, things were going wrong. But once you get that final diagnosis, roles have changed and I became the person in charge, the full-time carer, and I knew that it wasn't going to get any easier. But it happens gradually, so you do have time to adjust. But I think that there is at some point a sort of point beyond which you can't go back. And that point is very hard for carers to come to terms with. But you have to.
On ABC Radio Canberra, you're listening to Jim Watt interview his wife Marion about what it's been like for her to look after him.
What's been really sad or hard for you as my carer?
It's certainly sad to see somebody you love deteriorating intellectually. You've been a very intelligent man, a research scientist, and to see you losing those abilities is very sad. And one of the things about dementia is that there's loss for the carer every day. Some little thing will be lost every day. And very slowly, you lose your friend, you lose the person that you used to laugh with, used to do things with, and that person becomes more childlike. I need to direct you now to do this or do that. You can't think, it's time we had coffee. I need to say to you, would you go and put the kettle on, please? I need to do all the thinking for two people and I don't have someone to share the laughs and the jokes with. How do you feel about what's happened to your mind, Jim?
Disappointed, because I always had control of my world and everything was the way it should be and I ran things. Do you worry about me?
Constantly. I worry about your physical welfare because not only do you have dementia, but you're 93. So your balance isn't brilliant. You do have some issues with low blood pressure, which means that you're very prone to falls. And we've had some interesting trips to the hospital. So I don't think I worry so much about your mind as about your physical well-being. I'm not comfortable leaving you alone at any time because I'm concerned that you might damage yourself. Do you worry about me?
Oh, dear. The worrying is the problem. I worry about the fact that I might lose you because I was unreasonable. Marion, what's a good day like for you?
It's such a hard question to answer. A good day for me is a day when you're happy and positive. Another good day for me would be a day when somebody else is caring for you and I can go and do something that I enjoy doing, which is relaxing, maybe just go browsing shops, maybe have coffee with friends and know that you're safe, that I don't have to be worrying about you all the time. What would be a good day for you?
Yes, just always be together and be in love, which we were still in love.
Are there places you like to go with me?
No, just anywhere.
Not even out for a good coffee? We're not very good with big groups anymore, but we do still enjoy meeting just with one couple at a time. And I think our age group focus on coffee big time.
What do you hope for the future?
I have two different futures. My first future is with you. And my hope is that you will be able to stay at home with me for the rest of your life. My hope for my own future, well, I'll take up my life again after I've finished being your carer.
ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.